Chapter 49. Suddenly, Kate threw the brass bookend at Emily, hitting her in the cheek. "Ah!" the clerk yelled, staggering backwards, her hand flying to her left eye. Blood appeared at a cut on her cheekbone. Bullets flew into the tiled ceiling as she fell, knocking over stacked boxes. Kate bolted for the door of her office, past the boxes. She flung the door open wide, onto an angry Jonathan Meriden.
"Kate, the marshals are on rounds, and I..."
"She has a gun!" Kate screamed, barreling into him, plowing him backwards into the opposite wall.
"Stop, Judge!"
Emily bellowed from chambers. Meriden's eyes popped.
"What?"
he asked, shocked.
"Run!"
Kate screamed, disentangling them. She thought fast. Meriden still held his pass card for the judge's elevator. He'd be dead if he went with her. She shoved him to the left, setting him in motion.
"Take the elevator!"
she shouted, tearing down the hallway in the opposite direction.
"Help!"
Meriden shrieked, taking off toward the judge's elevator. Kate ran for her life to the stairwell.
"No!"
Emily yelled, the sound coming from the hallway now. Kate hit the staircase at speed and straight-armed the door, banging into the stairway and grabbing the rail not to fall on the concrete stairs. She flew, grabbed the railing, and whirled around the corner at the landing, half running and half stumbling down the tight stairwell as it wound tightly down. Bullets exploded into the concrete wall.
"Help!"
Kate screamed. The marshals might hear her. They were on rounds. Her breath came in panicky bursts. She almost caught a heel on the stair. She grabbed the railing, frantic. Kate tore down the third floor, then the second. Did the fire stairwell go all the way down? She couldn't remember. She couldn't take a chance. She'd be trapped at gunpoint. Bullets flew into the wall. Kate burst through the stairwell door into the hallway near the clerk's office, skidding across the waxed floor. She ricocheted off the wall, righted herself, and went flat out for the two-story escalator that led to the courthouse lobby. The escalator was turned off, and Kate ran down the up escalator, her heart thundering. In the next second, she heard Emily's heavy tread behind her. Ahead lay the polished expanse of black granite. The lobby floor, almost there. But the metal detectors on the security desk were empty. No one left on guard? Kate tore down the steps, trying not to fall. Ping, ping, ping! Bullets strafed the stainless steel of the escalator. Kate's shoulder suddenly felt odd. Had she been hit? Emily was right behind her. The clerk had a clear shot to finish her off. Suddenly, Kate's heel caught in the ridge of an escalator step. She fell, hurtling forward and down, banging her head against the metal side of the escalator, scraping her cheek against the sharp stair edge, rolling end over end. She tumbled to the bottom, her bruised cheeks smacking into the cold granite. She heard a man shout,
"Help! Help!"
Meriden. He must have reached the lobby.
"Judge Meriden, stop!"
Emily shouted, thudding down the escalator stairs in her heavy shoes. Kate raised her head and saw Meriden streaking for the courthouse exit, his topcoat flying.
"Stop right there!"
Emily bellowed. She raised her gun and aimed it at Meriden. Kate gathered all of her strength and staggered to her feet just in time to throw a surprise block into Emily. Emily grunted when they made impact, colliding and tumbling together onto the hard lobby floor. The clerk grimaced and doubled over, the wind knocked out of her. Still, she hung onto the gun and twisted it around until the muzzle pointed at Kate.
"No!"
Kate shouted, feeling a furious surge of adrenaline. She grabbed Emily's wrist with all her might and slammed it down into the hard floor. Emily shrieked as the gun jarred loose and went skidding across the slippery floor. Both women dove to recover it, struggling and wrestling.
"Hey, freeze! Freeze, you two!"
yelled authoritative voices, and Kate saw two marshals charging from the elevator bank, drawing their revolvers.
"Tony, it's me," Kate yelled with relief. "Get the gun."
"Gotcha, Judge,"
Tony shouted, running forward.
"Freeze,"
the other marshal hollered, reaching them and aiming his gun at Emily with a two-handed grip.
"Hands up, get your hands up."
Emily burst into tears and released her grip, prone on the floor and raising her hands as the other marshal kept his gun on her. Kate scrambled away, her high heels skidding.
"Let me help you up, Judge,"
Tony said, taking Kate's right elbow and hoisting her to her feet. She felt her battered body sag in a sort of surrender. Aches appeared all over, and new pain stabbed the back of her upper arm.
"What's up back there? I can't see."
Tony frowned, peering.
"We'll get you to the hospital. You'll be good as new."
"How about the jacket?" Kate asked,
coming to her senses.